Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And as we continue on Total Information AM at 722, 2020 is ending with some good news for St. Louis. BioSTL has won a competitive grant to establish the Center for National Pandemic Resiliency through Bioscience right here in St. Louis. And joining us live on TIAM is BioSTL President Don Rubin. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, Don.
Oh, thanks for having me, Michael and Tom. It's great to be with you this morning.
So tell us about the National Center for Pandemic Resiliency through Bioscience. What kind of innovations are you hoping come out of this to help prevent the next outbreak and then also help us recover from this one?
Well, this is by far the largest federal award that BioSTL has ever received. It's a recognition at the national level that St. Louis has the assets to help position our country for future crises, anything that's biological-related, health-related. We've got great universities, great medical schools, great industry and talent. And for BioSTL, this is our seventh innovation award now from the Department of Commerce, more than any other organization in the country. And it really is about the track record in St. Louis of being able to innovate and be entrepreneurial and creative in making the most of these assets. And what BioSTL has done is weave together these assets to be able to position ourselves to bring to reality ideas that can help not just St. Louis, but help our country be more responsive to future pandemics and future crises. So if you think about the kinds of things that could that we could pilot, that we could develop through startups, that might make a difference. Treatments, vaccines, faster ways to do research next time. It was really an amazing thing to watch how fast the world developed a vaccine this year. But what if we could do it twice as fast? What if we could develop treatments twice as fast? St. Louis has a strength in creating research tools that help researchers do things better. Think about technologies in disease surveillance, in monitoring, in contact tracing. You know, this center will, number one, incubate ideas that come from our own universities and medical schools. We'll be a magnet for these ideas from around the Midwest, where innovators want to bring their ideas to market. We'll be positioned to do that faster than anyone else. And we're also a magnet for innovations from all over the world. As you know, Michael, we've been working through Global STL to bring innovations to St. Louis from Israel, from Europe, from Asia. And if we can be a magnet for piloting and accelerating those innovations in the United States by piloting them in the urban areas, in the rural areas, and really bringing to market ideas that can help this country be resilient faster. Mm.
And some examples of that, we've profiled here on KMOX, Precision Virologics, which is working on a nasal delivery vaccine. We've got Confluence Life Sciences, Galera Therapeutics, a lot of companies that were already doing this kind of work before we had the center announced in St. Louis. But Don, tell us why St. Louis, with the hospital systems we have, with the startups, with the companies from Centene to Express Scripts, why is St. Louis the place for the National Center for Pandemic Resiliency?
Yeah, well, you know, we have, as I said, great medical schools, great universities. We have a collaborative spirit within the life sciences, within the biosciences. BioSTL has been convening these groups now for almost 20 years and really developing a, you know, we talk about fragmentation in St. Louis. When it comes to the biosciences, it's really the opposite. We really have come together, work very closely together, and when it comes to commercializing, when it comes to taking ideas and making them reality, St. Louis has become very, very nimble at doing that. And we have convinced the federal government that we have the ability to do that better than others are able to do that. And the creativeness, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive here, and we have really thought through what it takes to go from an idea to actually a product that can help people. And it takes a lot of elements of an ecosystem to be able to do that. You need to have the ideas, you need to have the capital to invest, you need to have the trained people to do that, you need to have the public policy environment in place. There's a lot of pieces to an ecosystem that can make that a reality, and we've been working on it longer than most others have, and we really are standing out at the national level now, and the country is in some ways looking to us to be able to quickly take these ideas and make them a reality. And if you think about an idea that comes from overseas that might be developed someplace else in the world, it may not fit the United States system. It just may not fit our healthcare system. It may not fit our population. But we, through our relationships at BioSTL, have developed deep relationships in the urban area, suburban areas, and rural areas that we're able to facilitate piloting in those populations quickly to give an international innovator the confidence that they can help turn their idea into a product that fits the United States and can help us next time deal with a crisis.
And this center is going to focus on four pillars: commercialization, facilities, workforce, and attracting global innovation. So that's one of the benefits right there to the St. Louis region, potentially helping to build a robust, inclusive talent pipeline for these startups and other bioscience-related companies. Don Rubin is the president of BioSTL, and we appreciate his time this morning. Thank you so much, Don. Also, happy birthday to your colleague, Maggie Crane.
I imagine she's listening and appreciates that. Thank you very much, Michael.
Happy birthday, Maggie. KMOX News Time is 7:29. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.